I'm here at the Cedar School of Excellence with Fraser Spears. Fraser, your school was one of the... That was the first school to deploy one-to-one iPads mm-hmm. throughout the school for all pupils. It'd be great to chat to you about a number of things, but firstly, the question we were just discussing there was, how are you managing to deploy large apps to a large number of devices within the school setting?
So the way you do that today is you would use the Volume Purchase Programme, which is now available in the UK. What the Volume Purchase Programme lets you do is basically buy a number of gift vouchers for a specific application. So it's the equivalent to gifting someone an application through the App Store, except that you can do it at any scale. Mm-hmm. You can do it for hundreds or thousands of copies if you want. And you get a discount as well, which is quite nice. You get a 50% discount if you buy, I think it's 20 seats or more. Mm-hmm. You'll get 50% off. So what you do with that is you can do a number of different things with those codes. The easiest thing to do is just give them away, and then kids can redeem that code in their own iTunes account and get the app. But the problem with that is that then when they leave the school, they take the app with them and you never get it back. Another way you can do it is using a tool called Apple Configurator, which is the new iPad management program from Apple. And what you do with that is you would actually feed your codes into Configurator, and then as you install those applications on the device, it would count down your number of available licenses. So when you put out 20, it would take 20 licenses off your total. But the beauty of Configurator is that when you bring those devices back, you can then reclaim those licenses, bring them back into Configurator, and then give them out again the next year to another group.
Are you finding that to be something you can manage quite easily at the moment?
It's one of these things where you have to have a structured system for doing it. It's not that easy to do that just on an ad hoc basis. You know, somebody shows up with an iPad and you just say, oh, put on these applications. You want to think about it in terms of how you're actually rolling out the device, who's holding it for how long, and when do you get it back. But if you work out the whole life cycle of the device, then it's perfectly doable over the long term.